So it, folks, we've done so much, but we have so much else to do. And
Well, you didn't expect it to blow up like this. I mean, think about
no,
what you're facing. Oh
well,
my God.
yeah, look what our country's facing right now, folks. That if you'd have told me just 4 or 5 years ago that we would have that pandemic where government was shutting everybody down and arresting people for not wearing masks, arresting some people for not socially distancing, arresting some people for having Thanksgiving dinner together. Yeah.
Or go to
Arresting
church.
some pastors for having church
Yep,
and arresting some people for going to church. Yeah. Now,
incredible
if you'd have
stuff.
told me all that and that we would be having traitors in Washington, D.C., criminals in Congress and the White House actually aiding and abetting illegal immigration, I would have told you you're crazy. I said, yeah, okay, look, I know we don't trust our politicians, and I know they're a bunch of liars, but they're not going to be that bold to actually do something that stupid and that criminal, that open and blatant. No,
Right.
yeah, they're doing it and more. And folks, the crazy thing about it, in law enforcement, we only detect about 12%, 12 to 15% of all crime. Most crime goes undetected, never seen, never detected at all. Okay, so that means you have to, it's 9 times worse than what we've seen about corruption, public corruption. That should scare you to death.
Yeah, Sheriff Mack, on the new web page, the new homepage, the quote there from Madison, I think is something that is so unbelievably timely for the situation that we have today. I was just going to put it up here. It's in yellow, because it speaks to exactly, you hear from people like that lady that's writing her book about you, et cetera, about how you think you're in charge of the world, et cetera. But the founding fathers expected that the sheriff would also be able to interpret the Constitution, not just the Supreme Court. Supreme Court might be able to work particular cases for whatever reason, but regardless, there has to be people on the street that behave in a constitutional way, or it all falls apart. So he says an elected despotism was not the government we fought for, but one in which the powers of government should be so divided and balanced among the several bodies of magistracy as that no one could transcend their legal limits without being effectively checked and restrained by others. That's exactly what the sheriff is all about.
Yeah.
He's the last resort. He's the other side. He's the check and balance. And I get so upset when I see these people say, the Supreme Court interprets what's constitutional and not. And in that case, then when the Supreme Court is lost to tyranny, lost to the evil construct, then we're lost. We have nothing or no one else to stand up in this government for us. And
Yeah, and
so.
when the Supreme Court is obviously wrong, what's our recourse?
Yep, none. If
And folks,
that's the
there's
case,
always checks and balances. Wait, say
yep,
that again,
agreed.
Jack.
I said you're right. I mean, when the Supreme Court's lost as it is today, where do we go? So, and do we just say, well, it's over? No. We have other branches of government that are also sworn to support and uphold the Constitution, and that's exactly what the sheriff does. He's also the only individual who's adequately protected by law to carry a gun. Use force if necessary, collect a posse if necessary, and take action on his own. He has discretionary powers. And that's what that scares the living hell out of him.